A pale blue sleeve of a man's shirt here, a brown corduroy trouser leg there. The motion made Katerina feel sick, and she longed for the whirring to stop. When it finally did, the letters seemed to come to a standstill right before her eyes, only they weren't in the correct order. Now they spelled A-L-T-E-L-S. Her English was good, and she was pretty sure there was no such word. It meant nothing to her. Squeezing her eyelids tighter still, she forced herself to concentrate even harder. It made her head throb. It was quite painful. All of a sudden, a sense of calm came over her, like a gentle breeze fanning her face and neck. She exhaled, long and slow. "Of course," she said at last with a relieved smile. She nodded, as if in response to some comment or other, though she was quite alone. "Let's wait and see." On opening her eyes again, she hit the reply symbol at the top of the email and wrote back immediately. "Dear Mrs. Johnston," not Miss, whatever the woman's marital status, there were children after all. "I'm delighted to say you're in luck. Villa Ariadne is indeed free between those dates. If you need a taxi transfer, just let me know your flight details at least a week before your arrival, and I can arrange it for you. I look forward to welcoming you to our beautiful island.